Hey friends, welcome to Discovery Land. We're glad you joined us today. Let's sing, let's praise God, let's worship Him.
Anything, he can do anything. Yes, it's true. like he does, like he does. There is only one who loves me like he does, no matter what. His name is Jesus, he is the strongest. His name is Jesus, and he is oh so good.
Some work to do here.
Yes.
We need to put on our pay attention eyes, so grab those puppies and put them on. Mine are crumble cookies.
Mine are tinted because it's sunny outside.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All right. All right, now we need our listening ears. Reach up way up high. Click those babies on. Make sure they're straight.
Ooh, good.
Nice. Okay. All right. One more thing. We need to zip, lock, and button these. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Okay, now I think we also should get our hearts ready, don't you think, Pastor Chris? All right, here we go. So let's fold our hands, bow our heads, and let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day, and thank you for Discovery Land. Thank you for this amazing story that we get to hear today, and we just pray that we can go out and we can share this awesome news with everyone that we know. In Jesus' most precious name we pray, amen.
Amen. So, friends, who shows us the very best way to live? That's right, God does. So, another question, where can we find God's words? That's right, in the Bible. So, what does the Bible, God's word, teach us? That's right, it teaches about God's love for us and how to live with God and others. And the Bible teaches us all about Jesus.
Absolutely.
The Bible is God's story. It's the big God story.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Today, we're going to hear more about Jesus' disciple, Peter. He was a leader of the early church that formed after Jesus went back to heaven. Peter was put in prison even though he didn't do anything wrong. I know, that's kind of a bummer, isn't it? They put him in prison just for telling people about Jesus. I know, right?
This part of God's story shows us that God is trustworthy. Now, that's kind of a big word. So can you say that with me? Trustworthy. Good job. So what do you think that means? It means we can trust God because he's always good. We can always count on God. He loves us. He hears us when we pray, and he always does what he said he will do. Mm-hmm. That means trustworthy.
Yep.
And we can trust and rely on God, friends.
Absolutely. The good news was spreading and spreading fast. Our promised Savior had come to save us at last. He came to wipe away our sin. Then he died and came to life again. Many people from far and near heard the news and did not fear. In Jesus, they had put their trust, a new loving king, both kind and just.
King Herod didn't like this, not one little bit. And so he threw a royal king-sized fit. No, 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 this cannot be. No one can be more powerful than me. How is this good news spreading? We must make it stop. Bring me the followers of Jesus. Let's start with the one at the top. Upon Herod's command, the soldiers took Peter away. He was placed in a prison cell to face Herod another day.
Two chains and some handcuffs held Peter in tight. No one was getting much sleep that night.
For God's people were praying, and soon all would see that God is trustworthy and would set Peter free.
They guarded the entrance and saw nothing at all until a bright light shone down and flooded the hall. Quick, Peter, come with me. It was an angel God sent to set Peter free. The chains fell from his wrists and clanged to the floor. Put on your robes, your sandals, follow me out the door.
Peter followed the angel right out of prison. He thought that he was seeing a vision. They passed by the guards and came to a gate. It opened by itself, so they didn't have to wait. The angel walked Peter away from the guards and the chains. Then the angel was gone as quickly as he came.
Wow.
Peter knew he was free and that God's power was strong. When he trusted in God, he never went wrong.
Many people had gathered in a home to pray, so Peter went to meet them straight away. At a knock on the door, dear Rhoda came out. Upon hearing his voice, she began to shout, Peter is here. He's at the door. You're imagining things. Please don't shout anymore. Rhoda continued to speak while Peter stood outside knocking. No one could hear him over all the loud talking.
When they opened the door, they couldn't believe their eyes. Peter was standing right before them. It was such a surprise. With a wave of his hands, Peter asked them to quiet. He told them how God had freed him. No one could deny it. God can be trusted more than any other. It's true, you know. Go ask your mother.
Friends, God is trustworthy. As soon as Peter was taken to prison, Jesus' followers met together in a house and started to pray. God sent an angel to get Peter out of prison and lead him to safety. Did God's people trust him to hear their prayers? They sure did, yes. Did they trust God to answer their prayers? They sure did, yes. God is always good.
Always good. We can count on him to make the right choice, even when we don't understand why. God does what he does, and we can still trust in him no matter what. Why? Because he's always good. He always loves us, and he always does what is right. God is trustworthy.
That's right. Well, you know what, you guys? We are now at respond time. And in a moment, we're going to respond to God together. When I say God is trustworthy, I want you to reply with, in God we trust. Are you ready? Here we go. I want to hear you say, in God we trust. Let's try it together. God is trustworthy.
In God we trust.
Wow, they were louder than you.
Oh.
I'll get it this time. All right, here we go. Ready? One more time. Ready? One, two, three. God is trustworthy.
In God we trust.
Awesome.
All right, good job, friends. Oh, that was great learning about this story and how God is trustworthy. Let's do our blessing, friends. Hold out your hands. Children, may you always remember that you can trust God.
Absolutely. See ya.
Have a great week.